Welcome to Stories After Midnight. Today we're going to be reading My Aunt Finally Let Me Visit Her Farm After 20 Years by Horror Junkie 123. I really hope you enjoy this story, and let's get started. I'm glad you were finally able to make it, April. I really have to trust someone to invite him out here, you know? I nodded my head, glancing back at my preteen cousin Zeke. He tailed behind us, staring at the ground all the while. First up, we have the chickens, Aunt May proclaimed, extending her hand toward a fenced-in chicken coop. All the color drained from my face, and I stifled the scream bubbling in my throat. Three emaciated children trudged around the coop on their knees. Feathers had been glued all over their bodies. They pecked at feed scattered on the ground with muzzles that had been fashioned in the shapes of beaks. A little girl glanced up at me, tears welling in her sunken blue eyes. My heart absolutely shattered for her. A whirlwind of emotions flooded through me. Anger, confusion, fear. They all coursed through my system like a tidal wave. I couldn't peel my eyes away from the horrific scene. Then a realization hit me like a ton of bricks. I recognized that girl. I'd seen her face on a missing poster just days prior. She must have been here for years. Aunt May, I don't feel so good. I think I need to lie down. Nonsense! We still have to finish the tour! I gulped, mouthing an I'm sorry to the cooped-up children before following my deranged aunt. Next, we arrived at the cow pasture. It was nothing more than a small yard surrounded by an electric fence. Two shirtless boys wandered aimlessly on all fours, their bodies painted with black and white spots. Blisters and sores ravaged their skin from constant exposure to the summer sun. I felt like I was going to throw up. I couldn't believe what I was looking at. Aunt May, please. I don't want to see anymore. I'm going to be sick. Oh, quit your whining. You'll be fine. Come on. My lower lip trembled as I caught one last look at those poor boys. My legs were beginning to go numb. I nearly fell, but thankfully, Zeke was there to catch me. He helped me along, his somber expression unchanging. Zeke, why is she doing this to them? This is sinister. Zeke silently nodded before offering me a response. His words made me sick to my stomach. I don't know, but if you think this is bad, just wait until you see the pigs. I didn't want to continue. I didn't know if I could continue, but it seemed that I didn't have a choice. One way or another, Aunt May was going to force me to finish our demented trek. By the time we had reached the next enclosure, I was able to stand on my own. I kept my focus glued to the ground in front of me, one step at a time. Once this was over, I could call the police and the nightmare would end. At least, that's what I told myself. And here, we have my personal favorites, the swine, Aunt May exclaimed, snapping me back to reality. She ushered me up to the fence. I really didn't want to look. I didn't want to know what kind of torment that woman was inflicting on those helpless kids. But I had no other option. I glanced over the fence and nearly passed out cold. I will never forget what I saw. A boy and a girl were on their hands and knees, hovering over a filthy trough. Pink snouts had been strapped to their noses and their bodies were slathered in mud. On top of that, they were absolutely massive. The children had been overfed to the point that I doubted that they could even walk. A man who I recognized to be my uncle loomed over the pair, his arms crossed. He didn't even look at us when we approached. I watched, paralyzed, as the pigs chowed down on some ungodly amalgamation of slop. The boy paused for a moment and gazed up at me. His eyes pleaded with me to do something, to find some way to help him out of there, but I couldn't. Uncle Jed suddenly marched up to the boy and kicked him hard in the stomach. He retched, clutching at his oversized belly, before vomiting back into his congealing food. Did I tell you to stop? Eat! My uncle snarled, glaring menacingly at his victim. The boy didn't respond. Instead, he put his head down and continued lapping up the vile brown chum before him. I couldn't bring myself to watch anymore. I tore my eyes away from the pig pen and turned back to Aunt May. My voice quivered as I finally mustered up the courage to ask the question that had plagued my thoughts since I'd arrived. Why? Why are you doing this? The corners of Aunt May's lips twisted up into a demented smile. You'll find out soon enough. Before I could even begin to process what that meant, I felt a painful prick in the back of my arm. I instinctively turned to find Zeke pressing the plunger down on a syringe jutting from my flesh. He tearfully locked eyes with me. "I'm sorry, April. I didn't have a choice." The edges of my eyesight began to grow fuzzy. I fell to the ground, my limbs feeling weaker by the second. The last thing I remember from that encounter is Aunt May's towering form beaming over me before my vision faded to black. I awoke in the dirt. I was still groggy from whatever Zeke had jabbed me with, but I tried my best to get my bearings. Once I realized where I was, I began to hyperventilate. I frantically felt around my body. My heart sank when I glanced down. My mouth had been muzzled, and floppy ears protruded from my head. A metal shackle around my neck acted as a collar, and a rusty chain anchored me to the ground. My eyes grew wide as I shook my head in disbelief. I was sitting beside a small doghouse, one with the name April imprinted on a tarnished placard above the entrance.
"May! She's awake!"
Uncle Jeb shouted, ducking back inside the house. I hadn't even noticed him standing there. My heart thundered in my chest as Aunt May's booming footsteps drew nearer. After what felt like an eternity, she was standing over me once again.
"April!"
I didn't react, defiantly staring into the dirt.
"April!"
I still didn't budge. White-hot pain suddenly seared through my cheek. I fell flat on my behind, finally glowering up at my aunt.
"You look at me when I speak to you, damn it! I'm your owner, and you will obey me."
That word sent my head into a frenzy. Owner? No, I couldn't accept that. I rose to my feet. The muzzle made speaking more difficult, but that wasn't going to stop me.
"Listen here, you psycho bitch. I'm not your plaything for you to..."
Smack. Aunt May knocked me back to the ground with a closed fist to the jaw. Tears welled in my eyes, between the lasting effects of the injection and my throbbing face. I wasn't going to get back up.
"No! No! You listen to me! Good dogs do not stand on their hind legs, and they most certainly do not talk back. Now be a good girl and bark."
I scowled up at her. I was met with a hard kick to the ribs. I clutched my abdomen and wheezed a weak, "Ruff."
"Louder!
Ruff."
"Louder! Ruff."
"Atta girl. Now get settled into your new home. Tomorrow I'm going to teach you some tricks." And with that, she sauntered away, leaving me to nurse my wounds. After weighing my options, I reluctantly slunk into the doghouse. The sun had recently set and it was getting dark. I really didn't want to accept defeat, but at least I had a roof over my head. With nothing left to do, I cried. I sobbed and wailed silently in my little hut for hours. The reality of my dire situation was finally settling in. I was trapped here, just like all those poor children.
"Hey, April."
The sound of Zeke's voice snapped me from my sorrow. I cowered in the corner, apprehensively meeting his gaze.
"Don't worry. I ain't here to hurt you. I came to bring you this," he said, offering me a cell phone. My cell phone. "Ma don't know I took this. We got crap service out here, but I thought maybe you could find a way to get help. We don't got any other phones."
I scampered over to him, greedily snatching the device.
"Thank you so much, Zeke," I replied, desperate to reach law enforcement.
"I'll come get it after a while if no one shows up. Can't have Ma notice it missing." I nodded at him, dialing 911 as he disappeared from view. It's been 3 hours since then. I've called the cops, but when I told them where I was, they hung up on me. They must be in on it. I've tried calling back, but no one picks up. This is my last-ditch effort to try to find help. I wish I could give more details on my whereabouts, but I have to go now. I can hear heavy footsteps approaching, and they do not sound happy. I just pray that somehow, the children and I will make it out of this nightmare alive. That's the end of the story. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I'd love it if you'd like this video or like the podcast episode, wherever you are, and let me know what you thought, if you can. And if you'd like to support this channel, head on over to Patreon, where there is a page for this channel, which you can support and help things move along. If you'd like to, send me your story, if you fancy yourself a writer, go to storiesaftermidnight.com, where there will be a link to do so. And lastly, Discord. I've got one. It's a fun little place to hang out if you want to come hang out with the rest of our community. So with all that said, I hope you have a great day.
and we'll see you in the next one.